My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States and a former Assistant U.S. Attorney. She is now a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. We've asked her to share her thoughts as we learn more about what FBI Director James Comey allowed and did not allow in the investigation of Hillary Clinton over her handling of classified information on that private, unsecure server. And Victoria, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
One of the big issues emerging most recently in this story is the offer of immunity, not only to Brian Pagliano, the main IT figure involved here, but to Hillary Clinton's former State Department Chief of Staff, Cheryl Mills. You obviously know how to investigate and prosecute a case. So how common is it to offer immunity to multiple people if you aren't zeroing in on charges against someone?
Oh, let's go back to the beginning. You have to open a grand jury. Why didn't the director open a grand jury? In his report, he complains that he didn't get certain documents. He tried to get these documents, couldn't get them. Well, do you know what you do in an investigation? You open a grand jury, and then you issue a subpoena, and you get those documents. And if he had had a grand jury open, he would have been able to have subpoenaed the computer of Cheryl Mills. So he wouldn't have to give her immunity. He could have just subpoenaed it, and he would have gotten that computer. Now, I mean, I'm just flabbergasted that there is no grand jury.
Why do you think there's not?
It beats me. It's like, asking me, well, why did the doctor, not have an operating room when he operated on the patient? It's the first thing. It's the first thing. And then the representation. And let me just tell you how bad this thing is about the representation. He gives immunity to Cheryl Mills and one other attorney who represent Hillary Clinton and then allows them to be present at the interview of the target, Hillary Clinton.
And how common or rare is that?
I've never heard of it. In addition, I have never heard, now, these two of these people had to have immunity. We don't know, what else is lurking back there, but at least two of these so-called, they call them witnesses, had to have immunity. That means they're not mere witnesses. There's something more. They're like subjects, or why did they have to have immunity? And he allows Beth Wilkinson, known Democrat, to represent those two women attorneys and two other people who we don't know whether they had immunity. He allowed one lawyer to represent four people. That's unheard of. I mean, from the get-go in the Justice Department, you learn, well, you go in there, one lawyer is representing four people who you really want to get different, find out their stories. Just think how she got to coordinate their testimony.
So what now with all this? More can we glean from this? Most of this seems like Monday morning quarterbacking, given the decision the Justice Department's already made. We do know, of course, that Pagliano even refused to testify before Congress. Mm-hmm. What other things need to be investigated?
Well, I think Jim Comey has to go. We're talking, I can't tell you the number of present prosecutors, federal prosecutors, and former and FBI people who have been talking to my husband and me about how upset they are with Jim Comey and his performance and how it's embarrassed the FBI.
We've talked about some of it. What else are they specifically telling you?
Well, they're very upset. They're trying to think of things to do. But Congress should at least pass some kind of a resolution condemning him for his inability, it seems, to conduct an investigation in the way a first-year federal prosecutor would know how to do it.
Was this just him not trying to be accused of getting involved in a political campaign season, or do you think it's something else?
I think so. It seems to be. Seems to be that because he's such a black and white person, and back in his prosecutor days, look what he did to Scooter Libby. He brought in Patrick Fitzgerald, and they went after Scooter Libby for what we now know wasn't even a crime. It seems that he also thinks that the president was involved, because now we know from the weekend dump that the president was using an alias. So therefore, the president had to know about her use of this private server. now he's got the White House involved and he's got the Democrat nominee involved. He just didn't want to deal with it.
Victoria, just a couple more minutes on our conversation. There's one other thing I definitely want to get to because it relates to something you said many, many times as this investigation was ongoing, and that was that you do not need intent to prosecute for gross negligence. Instead, Comey calls it extreme carelessness, and there was no intent, so there's no need to prosecute. Now we have, although the details seem to be fuzzy at this point, at least an email chain uncovered that's called the Hillary cover-up operation. So what do you make of that, and how does that play into whether or not there's intent here?
Well, that's how you get intent. I mean, you're not going to find the intent with the person writing an email saying, I intend to break the law. That doesn't work. It doesn't happen that way. When I was prosecutor, I always wished that it did. No, you show intent from various conduct by the target. And lying about what happened, I never said anything that was classified. Lying and destroying evidence. I mean, destroying evidence is just the most wicked evidence that one could have against a person. I've never heard of lawyers purposely destroying evidence and not being the target of an investigation themselves. I'd be shaking in my boots. If I had a subpoena from the Justice Department for a client and I went in and said, oh, you know, we went through the files and we thought, oh, God, three file cabinets, they're just not important, so we just threw those away. I'd be in jail.
During his testimony following his announcement, Jim Comey, there was at least one question where he said he couldn't answer it because it related to an ongoing investigation. So is the FBI done with this for all intents and purposes, or is there still something else that could happen here?
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that he, you know, in July gives her basically a clean bill of health and then is going to pop up, you know, 2 weeks from now saying, but guess what? I'm going to indict her for the Clinton Foundation. Although she should be indicted for the Clinton Foundation along with her husband.
Do you expect anything finally to happen with Jim Comey?
No, I think Congress ought to speak out. And I think there should be investigations on the Hill. So I would hope that Senator Grassley, who's chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, would think about having a hearing and asking the initial question that I brought up. Why wasn't there a grand jury?
And perhaps we'll get closer to that answer at some point. Victoria, always good to have you with us. Thank you for your time
today. Thanks. Bye.
Victoria Tunsing is a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States, a former Assistant U.S. Attorney, now a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.